Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the imminence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube.
Good morning. Come on out. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Come on, magnify the Lord with me. Come on, He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come on, He's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He is worthy. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We magnify your name. Father, we magnify your name. We magnify your name. We magnify your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, your name, your name, your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We magnify your name, magnify your name. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord. Come on, He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy. Come on, He's worthy of your praise. Come on now. 5785 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Come on now, you better get this. I'm just typing this in for Instagram here real quick. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. We give you glory, we magnify your name. We do, yes, we do, yes, we do. We magnify your name. Father, we bless you, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because my opinion can do you no good. But the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, so God starts everything with His Word. Okay? He creates a foundation with the Word. Come on now. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. But He also, in the middle, in between, and at the end, everything is connected to the Word. Hey, glory. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. 5785 is your season of a multiplied and abundant grace. Okay. Now remember, when we say 5785, we're talking about God's calendar. What we go by in the world, 2024, is what is called the Roman or Gregorian or man's calendar. God's calendar and man's calendar is not on the same timing or timetable, okay? The Bible says that in the beginning, God created. So when God began, He First of all, he created time, then he stepped out of time because he's not dictated by time. Okay, but when he creates a purpose, okay, the times and season are dictated by the purpose that God creates. Okay, so you don't believe me. So let's go here. Oh my God. Amen. Let's go here to the word. Where's my shofar? Let's get this thing started. Amen. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, grab your Bible, share the broadcast. Let your people know that the word is going forth. So once again, we said that, first of all, God created time and he stepped out of time because he's not dictated by it. But everything that he created with a purpose. And within that purpose, there is a time and season for that purpose to be functioning. Okay, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Let's break it down by the word. It says in verse 1 and 2, to everything there is a season, okay? So everything that God created, he created with a, what's called a zaman in Hebrew, an appointed time, a set time. A time for to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant or sow, and a time to pluck up that which has been planted. Now, what you got to also understand is that when God creates a thing, okay, everything that God created, everything that God did when he created time was he put the foundation of everything, listen, according to seed time and harvest time, okay? Another word says this in Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So everything in God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Now we said that we are in the season of 5785, which is God's season of multiplied and abundant grace. So when you understand that God, everything is dictated by God's purpose and timing. So 5785, when you break these numbers down, the 5 in Hebrew represents grace, activation, power, and strength. 7 represents completion and maturity, and we're going to get deeper into this in just a moment. 8 represents new beginning, transition, the divine mind. And once again, you already know what 5 represents, grace. But when you add all those numbers together, the 5, the 7, the 8, and the 5, it equals 25. And 25 is the multiplication of 5 times 5. Well, 25, the square root of 25 is 5. Okay, 5 times 5. 5 multiplied by itself. Oh, come on, somebody. See, so when we understand that God is speaking to us, okay, 25 represents strength, power to go the distance. The 2 plus the 5 equals 7, which represents completion. 2 represents the witness and partnership, and 5 represents grace. So God has a purpose for everything that he does, and he has a real specific way of why he does things. So let's jump into this, and let's see how we can go a little deeper into this. Amen? So when we understand this, that first of all, that the year 5785 prophetically speaks of this, okay? The first thing that it speaks of, it's going to be a season of divine grace and completion. The combination of the 5 and 7 points to a time of receiving God's grace for completing the cycles and bringing divine fulfillment to the promises that have been spoken over individuals, families, nations, and etc. Okay? It also represents the renewal and new beginnings. Okay? The presence of the 8 signifies that after a period of struggle or waiting, there will be a supernatural breakthrough leading to fresh new starts. This aligns with God's ability to bring new life, even in seemingly dead situations. So are you getting this? So I want you to understand this. Yes, you've been going through some things. But God is saying in this season, if you will get into alignment with what he's speaking by the word. Now, remember, everything begins with the word. In the beginning was the word, okay? So let's understand this season of divine grace and this completion, okay? We're going to go to Psalms 102. Let's check this out. Psalms 102. Now, remember, I'm just sharing the word with you, okay? Because the Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding, okay? Here we go. Psalms 102, and it says, verse 13, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come, okay? The time, okay? Yes, the set time is come, okay? 5785, when you understand this, the phrase set time is a Hebrew word, moad or moadin. That means appointed time, appointed meeting, and appointed place. So when we went into Rosh Hashanah on October 2nd, between October 2nd and the 4th, we were in a new beginning or a new season or a new time, okay? But God says, and now here's the key, because we're getting ready to enter into what's called the Feast of Tabernacles, which begins tomorrow evening. Because it begins with God's timing is built on the cycles of the moon, okay? Man's timing is built on the rotations of the earth around the sun. This is why it's off, okay? Because God, in the Bible, it says, Genesis chapter 1, and the evening and the morning were the first day or the second day. So God's timing begins in the evening. Oh, come on, I wish I had somebody with me today. Come on now. So when you understand this, now you can begin to operate in seeing things from God's perspective. Okay. Deuteronomy 16. Okay. Now remember, we're talking about set times or God's timings and seasons. We're getting ready for the Feast of Tabernacles. We just came out of Rosh Hashanah and the Day of Atonement. Okay. So, amen. So when we look at Deuteronomy chapter 16, now let's check this. Okay, because like I said, we're going to go to where this is taking us. Amen. Okay, Deuteronomy 16. Remember, we're talking about a set time, okay? A Moadim, okay? Which is connected to what's called the Feast of the Lord, God's celebration, okay? God's timing. God's Moadim. Look at verse Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16. Look at what it says. And let me get here, amen. And it says in verse, for time's sake, verse 16 says, three times in a year shall all mankind appear before the Lord thy God in the place that he shall choose. Remember, a set time, God creates the time, the meeting, and the place, okay? And the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is called the Feast of Passover. And in the Feast of Weeks, which is also called the Feast of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. We went over this, that in this Acts chapter 2, or in this Pentecost time and season, God activated the power of all. That's when God reconnected heaven with earth. And he said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one place with one accord. With one accord means one passion, one mind. So when you understand three times in a year, he says, come into my presence in the Feast of Passover, Feast of Pentecost, and in the Feast of Tabernacles. Feast of Tabernacles begins, I believe, depending on the sighting of the new moon cycle. Amen. I believe. Let's see here. It's actually supposed to start this evening. And we find the evidence of that, because it always begins on the cycle of a new moon. Okay. So, and he says in the Feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. So in other words, they must come with a seed, an offering, oh, come on now, before the Lord. And every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord, which the Lord hath given, past tense. So now, when we understand this, we're coming into the presence of God. Father Elohim has come down personally to accept our offering and to activate the season in our life. Well, come on now. So once again, we are in this season of 5785, okay? So when you understand this, once again, it's a season of divine grace and completion. It's a season of renewal and new beginnings, okay? And the power of the mouth is activated. This is a time, especially, that we need to be mindful of the words that we speak. Proverbs 18:21 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Okay? Prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra authority, releasing God's plans into the earth. This will also be a season of rest and preparation for greater work. The number seven within the 5785 highlights divine rest, which doesn't mean inactivity, but it means preparation. Just as God rested on the seventh day, this is a season to rest in faith while God prepares the next phase of your life's journey. So once again, 5785 will be your season of multiplied abundant grace. Let me say it again. 5785 will be your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Okay. Bible says in Romans chapter 5, he says, Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds, okay? John chapter 10, Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. See, everything in your life in this season is going to be multiplied. And if you will allow God to be actively involved in your life, you let him in and let him take the lead, okay? Sometimes we say that he is our Lord and our shepherd and our protector and our provider. But if we don't allow him to be that, okay, you must allow the Lord. You must give God permission to be actively involved and in operation in your life. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. I'm going to say it again. You must allow the Lord to be actively, okay, here we go. Psalms 23. And I know some of you, like, well, Lord, when is all this stuff going to happen? It's already begun. It's already been activated. But you must give the Lord the lead in your life. Let me say it again. You must give the Lord the lead, okay? Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. He's the one that I am seeking. I am following. Okay. He's my shepherd. He's my pastor. I shall not be in want. Okay. That's the real Hebrew writing. Okay. The Lord Jehovah is my shepherd, my pastor, my glory, the one that I allow to lead in my life. And because I do this, I shall not be in want. When he's your shepherd, you shall not be in want. Why? He maketh me to lie down and eat. Where? In green pastures. He leads me by what? Still water so I can drink. He restores my soul. Romans chapter 12. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing, continual. Your soul must be restored because you can only go as far and as high as your soul will allow. This is why he said, with all you're getting, get understanding. Oh, come on now. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley. See, you're walking through it. You're not stuck in it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and staff comfort me. Now, here we go. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Your enemies, your the ones who didn't believe, the ones who wouldn't help. Good morning. Oh, my God. You will, must understand that he will cause them to see your elevation, your prosperity, wealth, and manifestation. And surely my cup runneth over. This is why everything in your life is going to be multiplied. Okay? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So listen. Get ready to sow your seed. Understand. When you come into the season, when you come into his presence, you come in with seed time to sow so he can activate your harvest. Come on now. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you said while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I declare that as they sow seed, you are activating 5785, the season of multiplied and abundant grace in their life. And Father, I declare and decree, I count it done. I speak it, I declare it, and it is so. So listen, get your seed ready. Sow your seed of 5785 or 15785 or, you know, so on and so on, okay? And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it by, hold on here. Let me grab our little thing right here. There's our slide here. There it is. So you can use, amen, you can use the ministry by going to the PayPal, going to the QR code and sowing a seed to our PayPal at RestoredMINTL. You can use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account. Okay. And another way to sow is by sowing into the hand of the priest and prophet, by sowing into my Cash App at $ProphetMDBryant. Okay. So now listen, I want to thank you for joining in today. Listen, please stay caught up with the word. Amen. The Bible says that the word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. It's the word that lights the way. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Be blessed.